Blackstone Publishing presents What Addicts Know, 10 Lessons from Recovery to Benefit Everyone, by Christopher Kennedy Lawford, foreword by Drew Pinsky, M.D. This book is read by Dan Warren. This book is dedicated to the millions of men and women, both old and young, who live their lives as inspiring examples of the power of recovery. Forward. People are often curious about why I choose to work with addicts. They seem genuinely surprised by my answer. Instead of saying what they might expect, albeit true, that I do it out of compassion for these suffering souls, I usually express a point of view that catches them off guard. The truth is, I work with addicts because they are some of the most powerful, richest, most human people you could ever meet. And I don't mean that addicts are necessarily powerful in business or government, or rich in terms of material wealth. Most are not. They are rich where it counts most, in character, talent, and life experiences. And perhaps they even excel in relation to something that is more difficult to characterize. Let's just call it spirit. Addicts may do bad things while addicted and feel awful about it afterward. They can test anyone's patience to the max. But once they are solidly in recovery from their addictions, they become incredible survivors and truly wise, because what has happened to them is rather profound. Though I can give you countless examples of these almost miraculous transformations, let's focus on just one. When I first met Bob Forrest in the late 1980s, he was an international rock star and a horrific heroin addict. He was hardcore. He measured his life by album releases and the deaths of friends, mostly from substance abuse. Bob was so out of control, so manic and abusive, that some people would actually hide when he showed up. He appeared with me on a radio show in 1988 and was being his usual crazy, abusive self when we got a call in from a woman who had a very serious question. I don't remember the question or her problem, but I recall that Bob suddenly became very focused and gave her some really reasonable advice over the radio airwaves. "Bob, you've got something special in you," I told him, while we were still on the air. "You might make a great therapist one day if you just stop being such a freaking drug addict." As the years went by, our paths crossed occasionally, and I was shocked by his appearance. He was so gaunt it looked like he had AIDS.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?